Welcome to Phenomenal Woman. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland. Join me as we share the success strategies of phenomenal women achieving extraordinary success around the globe. From the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, this is Real Talk by Real Women. We share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insight on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity, and gain a little inspiration. As a leadership strategist, executive coach and business consultant, I have the pleasure of working with organizations and individuals, helping them to turn their goals into success. So hello everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Phenomenal Woman. And this week I'm joined by a Jamaican sister, Henneke Watkis Porter. Now Henneke, can you tell us a little bit more and the listeners about who you are and what you do, please?
Okay, I am so happy to be here, Janice. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And hello, hello, hello to all your listeners. It's an amazing time here in Jamaica, sunshiny Jamaica, just like Antigua, I'm sure.
Yes. Little too hot sometimes.
Yeah. So I'm your inspirational leader and podcast queen, Jamaican podcast queen, and your inspirational leader. Pretty much that sums it up. But I'm an entrepreneur. I think that's in my DNA. You know, I've been an entrepreneur since 2007. My brand is Patois Apparel, and that's a Jamaican brand which focuses on the language.
Right.
But right now I'm in transition, right? So as I'm in transition from the Patois Apparel brand, kind of opened the platform and created avenues for me to really do what it is that I love and I'm passionate about, and I realize it's my purpose. So that's about inspiring people through my blog, through writing, through podcasting, through hosting events, right, and teaching people how to podcast and that kind of a thing. So being in that space where I'm able to be motivating others and inspiring others. I just got an awesome message a while ago from somebody who says how much I've been inspiring them, you know, to go on and stuff like that. So those are the things that I've been doing right now.
Excellent. Now, it's great you found your passion, Henneke, but what keeps you motivated to keep on doing what you're doing?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so I'm self-motivated, right? But there are days, like everybody goes through, I believe, those days when you don't feel like you can go on.
Yes.
Right? Those days when it doesn't matter how passionate you are about your purpose. There are just days that even physically you don't have the energy sometimes, and you don't have, like, you know, emotionally, or emotionally drained or something. But I'm inspired and motivated by the fact that, guess what? There are many persons who are living vicariously through my eyes. There are many persons who, when I speak, when I go to places, and even sometimes I just think that I'm just doing this on my own and it's not making an impact.
Yeah.
When I get the feedback from persons and how, you know, just what I've said have changed their lives, or, you know, just watching me do things and how that inspires them. So that motivates me. I'm motivated to continue every single day, knowing that people are depending on me, knowing also that I'm depending on myself, because, you know, I grew up in a situation, an environment where it never looked possible. Nothing seemed possible, right? I didn't have the parental support around me. That kind of a drive and motivation and inspiration, I didn't have a blueprint to follow. I pretty much had to create my own. And so for that, I'm so driven and passionate, and I just keep going, and I love what I do, and people motivate me. Like, I have some great mentors as well, people in my support group and everything like that. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Now, you talked about some of the challenges you've had, and, you know, there was no blueprint, and it hasn't been, for want of a better word, a bed of roses. But what's been the most satisfying challenge, Henneke, that you've had to overcome?
Okay, so, you know, from an early age, somehow, I just didn't know how it would happen, but I've always had a desire to start a business, always had a desire to travel. And as a young person growing up in an environment where, like I said, it didn't look promising, you know, knowing that I was actually able to do all these things, because for me, when I thought about traveling as a child, I thought about the places that people were going, like Cayman and the US, because those are, like, in my community, that's where everybody was going. And so I didn't even realize that I would be able to go to China and India and, you know, Mexico and Paraguay and all these places. I mean, I've traveled so many places as a result of my business, for one, and also speaking has allowed me to travel as well. For me, just looking and seeing, you know, that that is possible and that I've been able to do that, that's quite inspirational for me as well.
Right.
So that's, you know, overcoming that challenge of it is possible, knowing that I can do, and reaching people right now around the world, Janice.
Yes.
Reaching people through my podcast, you know, over 80 countries right now, and bringing on some of the biggest names, you know, around the world. That for me is just powerful.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, you talked about obviously facing the challenge and overcoming challenges, but has there been a time when things have gone maybe just horribly wrong and it really knocks your confidence? You know, you talk about not having good days, but how do you regain your confidence when things have been tough?
Like for now, like, I mean, I can give you an example, like, And I liken this situation, and it's very real, and I love to get into just being authentic and being me, right?
Yes.
So, like, even now, I started this brand, Pato Apparel, many years ago, like 10 years, almost 11 years now. And, I mean, it has not been a bed of roses. It really has not been a bed of roses in terms of cash flow for the business, in terms of having the business out there. And I'm actually in transition right now, trying to, you know, have meetings and determine, do I continue with this thing?
Right.
Because for me, it's something like, you know, I liken it to having a relationship that's not working out because you're comfortable, right?
Yes.
You're hanging on to the relationship, right? Because you don't want to face the unknown. You don't want to face life outside of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The truth is, perhaps it's best to let it go. So I'm at that stage right now where I'm evaluating, and I've been at that place for months, and I'm like, when am I going to move from that place, right?
Yeah.
Because I've been at that place for months now. And I know I have a few months to go with it because I'm having discussions with people. But the reason I'm not rushing it and I'm allowing everything to just unfold, I mean, even though the business is in debt, and, you know, it's just not a business in the full sense of the word, except that it's registered and everything. But I'm in transition with that because I'm seeing myself transition. I remember just having a discussion with another podcaster many months ago. And we were talking about, you know, doing your business from home. And I remember looking at the, because I have the sign, one of the Pato Apparel logos in my office, my home office. And I'm looking at it and it just jumped out at me that this business, it provided a platform. It created an avenue for me. This young lady who grew up without having the color of connection, without having the type of surname that connects you to a certain standard of living, without being growing up in a particular environment, it created a platform for me. It opened doors because now I'm connected to presidents. Now I'm connected to prime ministers. And as a result of this business, I got this worldwide global platform that I could be on, share about the business, talk to women and young girls about what is possible. And so because of that business, everything else that I do now is because of the goodwill of that business, right? Because I was established through that business. So now I can live my passion. And because of that, I also don't want to be ungrateful to the business, right?
Yes, yes.
But I'm at the point where the actual business is concerned in terms of evaluating and assessing. But in terms of knowing where I'm at in leadership and wanting to inspire and encourage people who are otherwise, you know, would be otherwise hopeless, I know exactly where I'm going with that through the podcasting, the workshops, the events, etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds like great work. And it sounds like you've got quite a few big decisions to make. You're holding on to it. But I suppose sometimes we have to understand, are the blows worth it?
Yeah, yeah, right. So it's just assessing right now. And you go through that phase, like, you know, for me, it's easy for me generally to let go of things. Usually I let go and that's fine. But like for some reason, it's like it's a very big decision and I'm just taking my time through it. I mean, there are other challenges that I've had, Janice. For example, I mean, I had a legal battle with a product that I created some years ago. Right. Because I'm used to having the Jamaican name. And so it in relation to having the Pato Apparel, and I created a name for this spice and sauce, Jamaican spice and sauces, using that same name.
Right.
Well, a name similar, which is Pato oriented.
Yes.
And I was told that I'm actually infringing on somebody's trademark. Well, they were not registered anyway.
Right.
But, you know, not to talk too much about this, but that was a major blow for me as well, because I had to settle in terms of, you know, this had to settle out of court, and that was expensive.
Right.
Right. There are many other challenges, not having cash, you know, you're in debt where the business is concerned. But guess what? I know where I'm going. And so I'm not daunted. There are moments when like for a short while, because you're human, and for a short while you feel things, and you have to be in touch with your emotions and your reality, right? So you feel things, and you feel something that's happening, and you realize, oh my gosh, this ain't going the way I need it to go, and it's just not working out. But I don't dwell on it. I don't dwell on that place of, oh my God, poor me. You know, I don't dwell there. I look on the brighter side, because for the past couple of months, all I've been looking at is just gratitude, just giving gratitude for the things that I have, the things that are going right. And so I tend to focus a lot more on those things as opposed to the challenges that are in front of me. I find other ways of working around them.
Yes. So despite all that Henneker and the ups and downs, if you could go back and change one thing, mm-hmm. what would it be and why?
All right. So I always tell people this, like, if I could go back, I would not have a brick and mortar, right? One of the first, I think the first mistake I made, it was a very costly mistake. And I suppose you're young and in business, and it boosts the ego to say, oh, you have, I have a store.
Yes.
Right. And so one of the things for me was that I think I went out and move out of my home too quickly.
Right.
I should have done everything. Looking back in retrospect, I would have done everything from home like I'm doing now and enjoying every moment of it. Yeah. I would have done everything from home as opposed to going out into a space. The first space I got, it was the least ideal, location is everything. And it was a very poor location, but I was intent on going out. And I mean, I had a great launch, and the store itself was really nice to set up, and media and everybody was there, and I did everything, but it was a poor location. I eventually moved to another location, which was significantly more costly, even better, but because it was better,
right?
But it just did not work out. And in looking back, so that's for me one of the biggest lessons I've learned. Don't go out if you don't need a space, if you can operate, from home or without going into a space, don't do it. Don't do it, right? And just find, be able to trust people. Another thing, looking back, be able to be more trusting and let go of some of your responsibilities and give it to somebody else.
Yes.
Don't try to do everything. Yeah. Because, I mean, you need to be able to, as the entrepreneur, as a person behind a business, you need to be able to drive, to work on your business rather than in your business.
Yeah,
and that's very critical. So there are so many things that I've learned. I mean, they say that an overnight success is usually 10 years in the making. Right. And it took me several years to really learn, and I learned from experience. And I want to also pay that forward in terms of mentoring other women.
Yeah. So you've gone through that whole process of obviously, learning from experience, and obviously that can actually impact your confidence. So what do you do to regain your confidence or rebound when it gets uncomfortable?
Okay. So I look within. So I am a firm believer, everything you see on the outside, that's just a part of who I am. Who I am is actually on the inside. And so I have to dig deeply to tell myself that, because one of the things sometimes, and especially how when you grow up the way I grew up with not having that confidence and having self-esteem challenges and stuff, I have to remind myself that I'm beautiful, that I'm worth it, and I'm worthy. I'm worthy of success.
Yeah.
I'm deserving of it. I deserve to sit at the table like anybody else.
Most definitely.
I am worthy. I'm deserving. And so I have to have a lot of self-talk. And then, I'm royalty. I'm God's beautiful creation. I'm deserving. And everything here, everything in this universe has been designed to serve me. And because they're designed to serve me, everything that I need for my success, I already have. So yes, the tears will come at times. And I get real and very raw. The tears will come, and they do come.
Yeah.
But you know what? I pull myself back together and I say, listen, young lady, you deserve this. Yeah, I talk to myself. I look in the mirror. I talk to myself. I do affirmations daily, and I speak in the positive.
Right. So just extending on that, Henneker, share with us a success quote or an affirmation that you use and why that's meaningful for you.
Well, one of the things I like to say, and I say it on my podcast all the time, and it comes from Zig Ziglar. You are born to win. But to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. So yeah. I know that the onus is upon me. It puts me, you know, put the onus upon me to really want to do what's necessary for winning, whatever I determine winning to be. And another thing, you know, whatever the mind can conceive, you can achieve. Those yeah. are the quotes that inspire me. I know that, you know, it's all about in the mind, because you don't get what you want really. You get what you put your mind on, what you yes. focus on, and what you focus on gets magnified, right? Yeah. What you focus on gets magnified. And so I like to think to talk about that all the time. So I put my emphasis on those things.
Fabulous, fabulous. You talked about Zig Ziglar. What has been a book that's influenced you through your career journey? And what's been your learning from it?
Okay. Oh my God. There are several books. It's like, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the yeah. first book that I read that really changed my thought process. And I started reading that book when I was on the job, when, you know, I worked with the Port Authority of Jamaica for some time.
Right.
And it was during that moment of wanting and this burning desire to transition fully into my business that I began to read a lot from the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, right? And just his take on his rich dad, well, his rich dad's take on money and how yeah. they see money versus how his poor dad saw money was something for me to walk away with. Over time, like the last one I had, well, one I read recently is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. There's another one I read recently as well from, I got that when I was in India a couple of months ago, You Can Win. And it's just all affirming, you know, that right. the things that you need to do, that the skills, well, not the skills, yes. but the mentality that you need to possess to be a yeah. winner. You have to set yourself in that mind frame of mind to yeah. win. If you don't do that, you know, if you don't work on the saw, if you don't sharpen the saw, if you're not beginning with the end in mind, if you don't have a vision, if you don't start with a why, right? You won't end up where you really want to end up and where you deserve to end up anyway.
Right. And it's all about mindset.
Oh, it is. It very much is.
Excellent. So Henneke, what advice would you give your teenage self now?
Don't worry so much about things. I ask myself, you know, I say that to myself all the time, like looking back, if I knew then what I know now, I would have quit worrying. Because now I'm at a place where I don't, like, every experience that I go through, whether it's a pleasant one or an unpleasant one, it's just that.
Right.
It's an experience for a time. It's not something for me to dwell on. It yeah. is going to somehow shape perhaps what will happen next and how I perceive what happens next. But it's not for me to dwell and say, oh my God, you know, I stay in this feeling of euphoria for a while, or even a state of sadness for an extended time, because it's just an experience and it is going to pass yeah. in season. I say to somebody recently, think about it, like, you know what, when you look at where you are now, the situations, the struggles that you had 5 years ago, 3 years ago, a year ago, you're not having them now. They are different. So if they were meant to continue and meant to last, then the struggles that you had from birth, you would have still been having them now, right? So the point is, don't worry about the future.
Yeah.
Things will work out. Things will work out. Just know what you want and align yourself to the resources, whether it be people, whatever it is, align yourself. And we're in a better time like nobody else has ever been before. I mean, we're able, everything is on the internet, right?
Yes.
In terms of being educated and educating ourselves and researching and learning and finding, you know, tools and things that we need for our success, every single thing. So we need not to worry. That's what I could have, you know, I wish I could have said to myself way back when.
That's an awful lot you got to tell yourself.
Oh yeah.
you touched on mentors earlier on, and mm-hmm. if you could choose your own mentor, who would it be and why?
If I could choose my own mentor, you know, okay, so I have some people who I look up to,
right?
People who I, you know, respect in particular areas, like for example, I would say Oprah Winfrey, in terms of her resilience and just getting and going after things and just being that phenomenal woman.
She's a popular choice, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, Oprah, definitely. You know, at different stages of my life, there have been different people who have impacted yeah. me. For example, even now, I have a beautiful, a wonderful mentor that is based in Barbados.
Right.
In my younger years, I had my pastor who was like a mentor to me. He was the one who actually, you know, when somebody push you in the deep end and allow you to figure out how to swim on your own because that you can do it. He was that type of person. And in terms of my podcasting journey, because this is another journey all by itself, I know that John Lee Dumas, for example, you know, it's like he's been a mentor for me, like pretty much.
And how did you connect with him? Because, you know, how did you connect with him?
Well, just that, you know, I didn't know about him before. And a colleague of mine here in Jamaica knew that I wanted to just do something online and do something differently. And she suggested podcasting and, you know, suggested me listening to John Lee Dumas. And once I started listening to him, you know, I literally became hooked.
Right.
And so I reached out to him, I wrote to him, and he responded to me. And, you know, I'm a part of his, groups, one of his group on Facebook. And so we interact. I've even been on one of his shows asking a question and things like that. So I really look up to him where, you know, to see what he's done with podcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think before that I would have heard about the subject, but didn't pay much mind to it. Didn't know what was possible and didn't care about learning anything about it until I actually, you know, found him out. And yeah, the rest is history.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, Henneke, what are the three things you've learned about yourself during your career?
I've learned that anything, I can do anything as long as I put my mind to it.
Yeah.
That is like, and that for me is powerful, very powerful. I've also learned not to fear. Face fear, face it, and move on. Acknowledge that I'm fearful, but don't allow it to cripple me.
Right.
So that's two. And the third thing, which is very important, and it took me a while to get here because there are points when I'll be looking on others and say, oh my gosh, they're accomplishing this and they're doing this. And, you know, I'm not getting the things that I want. But the third thing for me and very important is to stay in my own lane and focus intently on my goal. Do not be distracted. Have my blinkers on. Don't look to the left nor to the right. What anybody else is doing and their progress, because I've come to recognize that everybody's on a journey.
Yeah.
Everybody's on a path and we're on the path to getting to our greatness, whatever we define that to be. We're on that path. But because we're on that path and we're on different, you know, people would have started out, you know, when you're having a race, there are some people who fall start. There are some people who get jump start. There are some people who can run marathons and some that are sprinters. There are different lanes. You have people who run in lane one versus lane two, etc., etc. There are different lanes. And so stay in your own lane. Focus on winning and running your own race and you won't be distracted. It's beautiful, you know?
Fabulous.
And one of the things I think entrepreneurship teaches us is, oh, we need to be looking at our competition and we need to be focused on them and to outdo them. I mean, to an extent that might be true. But for me, I do not place any, where am I right now in life? I don't place emphasis on that. Yeah. I place emphasis, oh my gosh, where is my zone of genius? Where is that? And I'm focusing on that. So I don't care if somebody else is doing something on the outside and they're great at it and they're winning. It's not for me to want to copy them and to do what they're doing because I know what I'm about right now and I'm focused on that.
Yeah, because I call that getting caught up in success envy. You're envious of everybody else's success.
Yeah.
So, like you say, stay in your own lane because you really don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And that, I think sometimes that's a danger, sometimes like social media and things, because you're only seeing what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody puts the bad things online. Nobody puts, you know, what I call the messy life. I did a blog post and a podcast post about it, about the messy life, that you see a woman who's got it all together. She's, you know, she looks perfect. Her makeup's done, her hair's done. She's fabulous at work. But what you don't see is the row she had with her husband or the kids that, you know, she had to chase around the house or the pile of dirty washing. You don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't envy what you can't see.
Exactly. You don't see the struggles. Like, you don't see me trying to get sponsors for my events and everybody's ignoring me and I'm being a pest because you don't see that.
You that's don't your job in life now.
Oh
Monica, what would you say are your imperfections and how do you embrace them?
Oh my gosh, my imperfections. Impatience.
Okay. Yes, I know that well.
That's it.
I know it well. I've had to learn.
That's the number one thing. And, you know, one of the things I've been very good at is like trying now to take my own advice, you know, enjoy the journey.
Right.
Because I would get stressed out over, oh my gosh, you know, things are not happening as fast as I want them to happen. Yeah. And I believe that everybody's operating on my own, on my pace, and my pace is the speed of light, and I want everybody to be operating. Yes. When I send something, you know, like if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, and so I want you to do it, and so, and I realize, you know what,
yeah,
that's my priority.
Yeah.
But other people have different priorities.
Yeah.
And having to respect that is, oh my gosh, like, yeah. So I'm learning to be patient, and when you ask God for patience, you know, he puts things in your way for you to really learn patience, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that for me is very that's my biggest struggle, I think. My biggest imperfection, if you can call it that.
Yeah.
I mentioned impatience, which I don't like to wait. I like to do, like, one of the things people used to say it used to be my way or the highway, which I am learning now, and I've learned, I think, to kind of you know, like, okay, accept that there are other ways, you know, and be open, be very open to taking suggestions and input from others. And I am a leader in training, right? We all don't arrive. We get there. We're on our way. And as I look and I evaluate and assess myself, I'm open to feedback. I'm open to hearing what others think and getting their input, because it's not a one man thing. Yes. I used to believe that. And perhaps that's where the struggles happen in the business, because, as I said, I would just want to get things done. And because I used to say I can't wait on people to do things, and I can't depend on people to do things.
Yeah.
So I go ahead and I do it myself.
Yeah.
It may not be my strong point, so I take so much time doing things that other people should be doing. Right.
Right. And that leads me quite nicely onto my next question, actually, because doing everything and There's a all big thing about work-life balance, which I really don't think is achievable, but I do think we should strive for work-life integration. Some of the things we do about, you know, is being impatient, taking it all on ourselves, taking on the extra burden. How do you make sure that you don't burn out or neglect personal activities that are important to you?
Okay, so here's one of the things I start, like a practical thing I've been doing lately, is to, when I'm using my computer, instead of allowing it to charge while I'm working, I allow the computer to, I work to a point where the computer runs down. And when it runs down, I stop. I take a break, for example. And that's really managing my day, because I would be terrible at starting from in the morning. And so when the battery is about to die, instead of, you know, I take the charger and I plug it in and I'm working continuously.
Yeah.
I realize the computer has run down, the battery has run down, so too has my body, even though I may not feel it.
Right.
So I just need to just stop, take a break. It will be there. Everything will be fine when I come back.
Right.
So I have to be very intentional lately of self-care.
Yeah.
And you talk about imperfection. That may be one too, right? In just taking care of myself where that is concerned, because being in India recently, I was there for 2.5 months, 2 months really. And I was there February and March. What happened during that time, because of the climate and the altitude and the pollution and everything, like everything was just working against my body. And I had a major fall. And when I came back, it's like my body, I worked my body to a frazzle. And so my body endured, because it realized that I was going and I wouldn't stop. So it endured to the point when I had to leave. When I came back, it's like my body decided, okay, now is the time that you need to stop.
Yeah.
And it did what it had to do for me to stop.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have a choice. And I became very intentional about taking breaks. So whereas I used to, like, on Saturdays, on weekends, I would be working, I stopped that now. I mean, you know, once in a while, I perhaps take up my computer and do something which is not major for a little while, maybe an hour or so. And then I stop.
Yes.
Because I realize I need to recharge and, you know, just beat out some more. is what I'm practicing.
Yeah, and it takes a distinct skill because, again, I'm probably very old school because I remember a time before emails and stuff like that and what the work life was like. And then the minute the advent of smartphones and stuff like that, how intrusive it can be in your life that you never get the chance to switch off. So I think you have to be very, very intentional when it comes to that. And that's why I say it's about integration, not balance, because I don't think you'll ever get a balance.
Yes.
Especially if you've got family and stuff like that or loved ones. You know, it's not about balance. It's how do you find the best solution that works for you and yours?
Yes, that's true. Because I listen to, you know, as you say that, it reminds me of one of my guests that I have. Oh, Terry Wildman. I had her on the show. And that's exactly what we talked about. Because having heard her TEDx talk of work-life integration, because there's no balance. And really what she says, if you want balance... When you have balance, it means nothing is moving. Yes. When you look at a scale, if there's balance and there's nothing moving, and that was like so poignant, you know?
Yes.
So we can't achieve balance, as you rightfully say. We have to work to integrate all the various aspects of our life to see, okay, where are the elements that are important to me? My family life, my social life, my finances, you know, networking, etc. And the business. Look at all those areas that you consider to be important. Yes. And when you find all those areas, okay, where am I now on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of social and social relationships? I may be at a 5. Okay, perhaps I want to get to a 7, right? Over the next 3 months. And so you will be doing things over the next 3 months so that part of your life improves. And then you look at the other areas and you see where you are and where you want to be. And then based on that, then the improvements are made, or you know, whatever adjustments that need to be made. So we'll never have balance. That's a misnomer.
very much.
Yeah.
Very, very much. So Henneke, and last but one question, my penultimate question. Mm-hmm. What's your definition of success?
My success is setting a goal and reaching it.
Okay.
And working towards reaching. That's it. Whatever the goal is. Because for me, you know, my first book was called, it's called 15 Hints to Entrepreneurial Success, Lessons from a Caribbean Businesswoman. And I defined it not in terms of financial success necessarily.
Yes.
Because many of the times we think we want financial success, but what we want is really freedom that we think that money can, that financial success can afford.
Yeah.
So for me, for example, when I use my podcast as leverage to go somewhere and get hotel stays, right? Go to a hotel so I can and get a weekend for two or something. You know, that for me is success. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
But that's the freedom that I'm getting. So for me, it doesn't matter what it is. You're working towards something. You have a goal and you're working towards achieving it and you're achieving it. That is success. Whatever you define it to be. Important thing is that you define success on your terms. Yes, I want to be very wealthy. Of course, I want to be very wealthy. But for me, knowing who I am and knowing the power that lies within me is so much greater than any financial success that I could ever have, because so many people are wealthy, but they're not happy. Having joy for me is critical. Like I tell people a lot that anything that costs my peace of mind is too expensive. So my peace of mind, being in a state of joy, and being in a state of joy for me doesn't mean that everything every day is going right. But what is my attitude within those times? How am I responding to when things are not going the way that I want them to go? So that for me is success. Being able to manage myself, being able to manage me, being not just a 5-sensory person, but a multisensory person. My intuition, I can discern, you know, I can see the intentions of persons, things like those. So yes, the money is great and I want lots of it. But for me, there are some fundamental things that are more important, because we, like I said, we don't necessarily want money. We want the freedom that the money affords.
Right. Got that. Mm-hmm. And so lastly, Henneke, what does it mean to you to be your own hero?
Oh my gosh, my own hero. What a question. What does it mean to me? You know, that is a question that, oh my gosh, I've never thought about before. But you know what? This strong sense of self that I have, knowing the struggles that I had before, as I alluded to it earlier.
Yes.
You know, the lack of self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem and everything. and seeing myself rise. Let me tell you, I had an experience recently where I hosted LeaderCast Kingston. I don't know if you know about the LeaderCast brand.
Yes.
Right. I hosted LeaderCast Kingston for the first time. I did it. And, you know, I was in the room with my team and I'm trying to get my hand in everything. Control freak. I'm trying to do that. Well, you know, one of my team members looked at me and she was like, "You gave us something to do. Allow us to do it, please."
Yeah.
And it just hit me. And I went and I said, "Okay, that's all right." And I went to the back of the room and I sat down. And the beauty with which that conference was executed and the professionalism and everything about the conference, I became so choked up. I kid you not. And it was like I had this out-of-body experience. Wow. As I watched the conference. It's like I was watching to say, you know what, at the end of this conference, I want to go and meet the organizer. Yeah. Oh, but wait a minute. You are the organizer.
So right? Watching your baby grow.
Yeah. And so that was a very, very, I don't know how to put that experience in words.
Yeah.
But it was an experience for me that said, look, wow, anything is possible.
Yeah.
And to know again where I'm coming from and how I've been able to do that, you know, with the necessary support, of course, you know, because I had a brilliant team. But just being the brainchild of that and having oversee the execution of it and to fruition. And there are moments about that. I mean, that's another podcast, I tell you, where I wanted to give up. Oh my gosh, that was one. We spoke about challenges. That was the most challenging thing by far I've ever done. Right. But similarly, it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever done.
Most satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent. Well, as I said, Henneke, that was my last question. It's been fantastic speaking to you. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Sure. Thank you so much. And of course, let me tell you, Jenny, the pleasure has been awesome mine as well. I mean, I've been having a great time just sitting, talking with you, just connecting with you. I can be reached at hennikewatkisporter.com. I'm sure the spelling will be in your show notes.
It will be definitely all the links.
Right. So hennikewatkisporter.com and on all social media platforms is hennikewatkisporter.com.
Excellent. Henneke, thank you.
Porter. No, I'm saying, you know, I'm on all social platforms is Henneke Watkis Porter.
Excellent. Well, I'll definitely put all the links in the show notes to make it easy for everybody. But it's been an absolute delight speaking to you today and connecting with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you too. Have a great day.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation there with Henneke. As ever, it's always a pleasure when I do these interviews. And I always look to take away something from it, which I hope you do too. And a couple of things popped up for me. The first thing was that you have to know when to let go. We often can be guilty of hanging on to things that we know we need to let go. It could be relationships. It could be moving on from a job. It could be just a situation we're in that we're hanging on to, thinking we're going to make a difference, thinking that it's going to change. But if we really were honest with ourselves, we know it's not going to be any different. And I suppose it's a sign of madness doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So sometimes we have to bite the bullet and, as she said, face the fear and move on. And that's really, 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 really important in that respect. The other thing I took away from our conversation was the art of developing a winner's mindset. You can't go through life thinking it's not going to happen. I'm just unlucky. This is never going to be right. This is not for me. You have to think very, very positive and go, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm putting in, and I'm going to get some outcomes from this, and it's going to be positive. You have to go through life with a winner's mindset and not a woe is me mindset. And lastly, my last takeaway from that was staying in your lane, focus on your goal. As I said, social media can make us very guilty of looking and seeing what everybody else is doing and thinking that we're not doing the things we should be doing. We're not getting the results we think we should be getting. But it's all about focusing on your goal, what you need to do, what your input is, and it will come good. So I really love the fact that you said about staying in your lane and focus on your own goal.
what everybody else has got, you don't know what they went through to get it. So just focus on you and it will all happen. And that really leads me nicely into telling you what I've been focusing on for the past few weeks, pulling together, which is an absolute dream of mine, to share leadership development for women. I have created the BOSS program, which is a 5-month coaching support program designed, developed and delivered by me that helps transform your mindset and your skills. So if you're a committed woman, a smart, career-driven woman, you want to be a successful leader, but sometimes you just think, you know, I'm not sure I could do that. I doubt my ability. I'm not sure I could really step up and be that leader. Then this is the program for you. I know and you know that you have the potential to be a successful leader, but that you just need to be visible. You need to believe in yourself and really step out of your comfort zone. I know how that feels because I've been there, and I've also coached many women who have been in the same situation, which is why I wanted to focus on this program, why I developed the BOSS Leadership Program as an online group coaching program to help you get the courage, the confidence and the skills to achieve your version of leadership success. As I said, it's a 5-month online program. It's an excellent opportunity to work face to face with me and an intimate group of brilliant, ambitious women who can support you on your own leadership journey. Now, I can't give all the full details here, but you can head over to my website, jannysutherland.com, where you can get more information about the course. You can book a time to sit down and speak to me, and let me show you how this can be the best fit for you. So that's the BOSS program. Be by all means, no obligation conversation. It'll be the best move you've made all year. So without further ado, just like to say thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to keep abreast of what's happening, you can connect with me on my Facebook page or Instagram page under I Am Janice Sutherland, or visit my website, jannysutherland.com. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. And as ever, be bold, be fearless, be phenomenal, be you. Until next time.